If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I have been challenged by God in many arenas of life to dig into the Word of God and find applicable scriptures to address the concerns of our everyday walk. It has not been easy because the Bible doesn't address things one at a time. You have to dig in and find what you need. For the pastor, whose role is extremely personal and intimate, the Word of God requires that we find food to serve that can be properly digested. The evangelist has it easy. They just run in, preach a few sermons, and give you some scriptures, get you up dancing and happy, and then leave. But the pastor has to stay to cultivate. The shepherd is viewed as having the oil and the wine, and the oil and the wine were medicinal. That meant that the sheep would come back into the fold at the end of the day, and the shepherd would investigate each one of the sheep, and he would pull out the thorns and the burrs that were in the heads of the sheep, because sheep always keep their head down. And they walk with their heads down. And when he pulled out the thorn, it probably scratched the scalp of the sheep. He would then pour in the oil and the wine to bring healing. Shepherding and pastoring have been synonymous in the scriptures to illustrate that our role is not to injure you, but to heal you. There are two instruments of correction and discipline, the rod and the staff, but they're to be employed judiciously. That is not our first option. Our first option is to teach, to train. It always amazed me that God would take humans and equate them to lamb and sheep. Why? Because sheep tend to wander off wherever the green grass takes them. People tend to wander wherever the next ministerial opportunity or the next jumping church would take them. There is something in the Word of God that we take for granted but need to fully understand. I wanted to share something with you today that I felt was necessary in continuing our previous assessments. But there's been something gnawing at me, and it's necessary to address it now, and I've been given the permission to do so at this juncture. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 11. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and he finished his own house. And all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And he built it so it looked good, both in God's house and in his house. He was 7 years building the house of God and 14 years building his own house. Doesn't necessarily mean his house was bigger than God's. It just means that maybe trying to build them both, it took a little longer to build his than build God's. I don't think the text is suggesting that he made his house look better than God's house. It should take you longer to do your life and do the Lord's work. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. I've chosen this place for a house of sacrifice. Now, verse 13 is in direct response to Solomon's request in the dedication. If I, and I'm going to interject, if I choose to shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I choose to command the locust to devour the land, or if I choose to send pestilence among my people. Now, this is a very critical verse because it does suggest to us that the negatives in your life are permitted by God. The devil does not have power over you. He gets permission for a season, but not power. Now listen carefully. God says, remember, Solomon's request was, if the heavens are shut up, if the locusts devour our land, if the people find themselves confronted by pestilence and various issues of struggle, what will you do? Will you hear us if we turn towards Jerusalem, this house, the city of David, and pray? God says, if my people, which are called by my name, if they will first humble themselves and then pray, seek my face. The King James says, turn from their wicked ways. The better noun in the Hebrew is turn from their fleshly ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And my ears, listen to this, my ears will be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Something so dynamic as prayer that it becomes the link between the sovereign will of God and the effective will of God on the earth. The sovereign will of God in heaven and the effective will of God, him doing that will, is mysteriously linked to the discipline of prayer. Watch this. In Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now, if God says over here in Chronicles that if we pray, something would happen, then there must be a supernatural and divine orchestration of prayer. It must be something so magnificent that God says, I'll hear it and heal your land. This is in direct interrogation, if you will, of Solomon. If the locusts are eating your land, if there's no rain falling on your land, if you pray, I'll heal your land. Now, he's not even talking about people. He's talking about property. If prayer can cause God to deal with property, what will it do to people? We erroneously say prayer changes things. It does not. It changes people. People change things. However, there are times when prayer will affect things. For example, you can pray. They pray. They walked around Jericho because of the stone wall. Their walking and praising did not change the stone wall. It just had God to push the stones down. God did not change the stones. The stone wall was still there. It was just pushed down. He didn't change a thing. He simply made a way. If you read Isaiah, he says, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness. He didn't say I'm going to remove the wilderness or I'm going to change the wilderness. I'm just going to put a way where there was no way. Prayer is creative. It creates ways. Now, I know y'all sleep a little longer and you get in a little longer and you're kind of dragging because midday service is kind of a difficult service for a lot of people. But did you hear what I just said? This is frustrating. Watch this. In Luke chapter 11, this is not deep, but it's hidden. Why? Because the devil doesn't want you to know it. You can always tell what the enemy doesn't want you to know by our response to it out of ignorance. Now, this is going to make sense to you as I go along. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. Now, remember, they've walked with Jesus. By the time we get to Luke 11, they walked with Jesus. He's turned the water into wine. He's multiplied the fishes and the loaves. He's raised a couple dead people out of the three. And they don't ask him how to do miracles. They don't ask him how to cast out devils. He's dealt with the maniac of Gadara. He's dealt with the legion of demons. He has dealt with bringing people to supernatural healing. But they don't ask how to do that. They ask for instruction in prayer. Why? Because they've never seen anybody pray as Jesus prayed. They never heard Father. They've never seen anyone pray all night and then come down and walk on water. They began to equate Jesus's activities with his prayer life. So they said, if you're going to teach us anything, teach us how to pray. Now, John taught his disciples, but they weren't doing this stuff. Teach us how to pray.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.